Hello, and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Thursday after Ash Wednesday, and from the Philippines, we hear from Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled, Selfishness Leads to Emptiness.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said, "The Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Then he said to them all, "If anyone want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." My dear brothers and sisters, the gospel for today is taken from Luke chapter 9, verses 22 to 25. But for our reflection, I would like to focus on Jesus' call to self-denial in verse 23. Denying ourselves is challenging and essential part of Christian life. This is something Jesus calls each one of us to do in his journey of discipleship. But what does it really mean to deny yourself, and why is it so crucial in following him? When we hear the words deny yourself, we might picture something extreme like giving up food or luxury. Some may think of a life of total deprivation. But the true meaning of self-denial is much deeper than that. To deny oneself is to make a choice to prioritize God's will over our own. It's saying no to our selfish desires and yes to God's higher purposes. Denying yourself isn't about punishing yourself or running away from things that bring you joy. Instead, it's about reordering our priorities so that our lives is centered on God's kingdom and not our own desires. But why must we deny ourselves when the world tells us to live for yourself? You may see all over the internet memes, quotations saying, "Follow your heart," to pursue your happiness at all costs. But why is it contrary to the gospel of today? Why does Jesus tell us to deny ourselves? Well, my sisters and brothers, the first reason is that selfishness leads to emptiness. I'd like to repeat that again. Selfishness leads to emptiness. When we live for ourselves alone, when we make everything about me and my wants, we find that these things don't bring lasting fulfillment. Our hearts were created to be filled with the love of God, to live in relationship with Him and serve others. But when we put ourselves at the center, we end up empty, always searching for something that satisfies, but never quite finding it. Think about the times when you've pursued things for your own sake, be it material wealth, recognition, or pleasure. We often find that once we've reached them, they don't bring the lasting joy we expected. The second reason is that true life is found in giving it away. And ultimately, love is something that you do not keep for yourself. Love, as the song says, is something that you give it away. I'm not sure if there's a a children's song, an assembly song for children, the Magic Penny, that you might actually be familiar with, that says, love is something if you give it away. Love is something if you give it away, give it away, give it away. Love is something if you give it away, you'll end up having more. True fulfillment, true joy, true love comes not from hoarding them for ourselves, but from giving them away to others and in service to God. It is in self-giving that we experience the abundant life that we are destined to have. Now, you might be thinking, but does denying myself sounds like slavery? It may sound like we are asked to give up our freedom, to give up what we like, what our desires are. But the paradox of Christian faith is denying yourself is actually the way to true freedom. When we deny ourselves, we say no to selfish desires. We free ourselves from things that keep us enslaved. Say pride, sins that binds us or keeps us from experiencing true peace. In fact, the freedom that Jesus offers us is the freedom that does not leave us empty and restless. Cliche as it may sound, to serve God is to experience Him and to allow ourselves to be open to His grace and to live for a greater purpose. Brothers and sisters, this season of Lent, let us be reminded that denying ourselves is not about punishment. It's about being free. It is about choosing to live for God, to follow His ways, and to experience the fullness of life that the earth cannot offer, this world cannot offer. Perhaps one good thing to ask ourselves is, what is an area in my life where I need to deny myself and choose God's will instead? It could be in our relationships, our work, our time, or our priorities. Amen.